I think there's been a lot of focus on women getting the vote at parliamentary level, which has overlooked the fact that they were very active in all the sort of institutions of local government long, long before they got the parliamentary vote. This is overlooked by historians, but also, I think, really underappreciated by everybody. And this is the fact that women could not only vote at a local level, but they could also hold office. And this is very important for their political experience, and also the fact that in their minds, they felt like they did possess the vote at a whole series of different levels. And therefore, the argument of male politicians that they were unworthy or they were unfit to actually exercise the vote at parliamentary level was unfair and wrong. So if we look at the organisation of local government in Britain, the main unit of local government was then and still is the parish. So at the parish level, women had been able to hold office and to vote from the early modern period all the way through the 19th century and beyond. The parish level is really important. It organises local services such as poor law. And so one of the very important local offices was overseer of the poor. This was the person who decided on how the poor rate would be allocated, who would get it, what sort of strategies the local area would use towards the poor, and so on. But there's also a whole host of other things like highway surveyors, for example, and watchmen, which is sort of early sort of policing activities, things like lighting, and so on. So there's a whole mass of different offices and different little sort of committees dealing with different aspects of local government. And if you look back into the records, you can see that women were able to vote in some of these elections. You get newspaper reports which specify that women are turning up to vote. You get satirical takes on it as well. So Charles Dickens, in one of his sketches by Boz, talks about the election of a beadle, which may be familiar with you who know Oliver Twist, because the beadle plays a role in that. And in this election for a beadle in this mythical parish, there is Mr. Spruggins and Mr. Bung, and he talks about these unwitting women who are herded and flustered into voting for the wrong candidate, partly because of their irrationality. So his argument, in a way, is that parish politics illustrates everything that's wrong with local government, and the fact that women can vote is an aspect of that chaos. But nevertheless, he's acknowledging and illustrating that there are female voters at the local level. We also know that there are female office holders, again, for things like overseers of the poor, highway surveyors. Often this was because in the local area, there were a certain number of active ratepayers, and only a few of them would actually want to hold the office. Holding the office could be onerous in terms of finance and also in terms of time. So smaller parishes often operated a system of Buggins turn. So to share around the responsibilities, they would divide them up between the key ratepayers and householders. And if those households were headed by a widow or an unmarried woman, then she would just take her turn in exercising the local office. There's a whole host of other local institutions, though. I mean, in 1869, women get the vote in municipal elections, in town councils. They then go on to get the vote in parish and district and county level elections in the 1880s and 1890s. But there are also things like school boards, again from the late 1860s, which run, say, this mass universal education. Women sometimes get shunted onto committees like the Needlework Committee, but nevertheless, there are women school board officers and they are making decisions about the education of children in their area. They're also in charge of overseeing schooling and so on. There are poor law guardians. Again, you start to see women being elected to these offices in the 1890s. Women active in poor law make the claim that the most of the people who are in workhouses are women. A lot of the servants and officials and officers of the workhouse are also women. So therefore, there ought to be women administering the workhouse as well, because it's women who understand the particular issues that these poor women who are in the workhouse and also the women who are trying to deliver relief will face. when you look at their campaigning posters, they often make the point that they are appealing for women voters to vote for women office holders. And again, you can see direct connections between some of these people who are active in organisations like school boards and the Poor Law, who then go on to campaign for the parliamentary vote.